The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. I subscribe to five. One's weekly, one is every other month, one's quarterly. There's no telling. It's a mixed bag every time. Let's begin. From Woman's World, they want to remind you that today, September 15th, National Thank You Day. Take a few moments to write a thank you note to a loved one or coworker today. It'll benefit you both. That's the word from researchers reporting in the journal PLOS ONE, that's PLOS, and then ONE, in a review of 51 articles they discovered that people who regularly wrote thank you notes and other missives expressing appreciation reported improvements in scores of happiness and life satisfaction. And the recipient of your gesture will get a feel-good health boost, too, as other research has shown that workers who were regularly thanked slept better and had healthier diets and fewer headaches. Ask America's ultimate experts, help me easily boost my focus. Whether you have adult ADHD or simply want to sharpen your concentration skills, our experts want to share ways to improve your attention span. Reflect on you. Know your potential. ADHD is a bit of a misnomer, according to psychologist Michelle Frank. It's not a deficit of attention. It's a dysregulation of executive functioning, she explains. People with the condition often have the ability to become hyper-focused, but it's a double-edged sword because they have a hard time pivoting and prioritizing something else that requires your attention. Not everyone who struggles with focus has ADHD, but if this sounds like you, know that it's possible to learn to channel your attention. Get a little curious. When you find your focus flagging, ask yourself if this is a new problem or if it's always been the case, says psychotherapist Terry Matlin. Can you pinpoint when it occurs at work or while managing chores? Then break it down even further. Does it happen when your boss is talking to you and you get overwhelmed? Is it when to-dos pile up and you don't know where to start? Gaining clarity can help you find effective solutions. ID what you need. Think of focus in terms of inputs and outputs, says Frank. What kind of input or stimulation do you need for your output, the task at hand? This might be a noisy cafe because the chatter helps your brain perk up. Or the opposite may be true and you might stash desk clutter in a box to reduce visual noise. In other words, let your environment work for you. Cue self-care. Foster inner calm. What's happening right now? Are you worried or distracted by judgmental thoughts? The answer can ultimately help you focus, says meditation expert Shayla Catherine. Bring your attention to something more neutral, like the movement of your breath or the feeling of sitting in your chair. When an unhelpful thought arises, return your focus to a physical sensation and be kind to yourself. Increase focus with fun. Activities that sharpen your attention span can also be some of the most fun. Jigsaw puzzles, for example, can help you stay focused. And if you work on one with a friend, the two different activities, completing the puzzle while also chatting, can help train your brain to do both at the same time, says Matlin. Also smart, good old-fashioned reading. Try covering up part of the text with a piece of paper, so you only see what you're concentrating on. Practicing this will help you master your focus. And last, give your brain a break. The ultimate R&R for your mind may just be gentle exercise. Get moving when you're struggling to focus, urges Frank. Even simply taking 5 minutes to stretch, dance, wiggle, or walk up and down the block gives your brain a break and helps reset your nervous system. She adds that getting a little physical also enhances emotional regulation, making it easier to concentrate. And ways to support cancer fighters. They offer three suggestions. First, set up a calendar. Cancer fighters often need ongoing help with errands, appointments, or daily tasks. LotsaHelpingHands.com, I will spell that, LotsaHelpingHands.com, allows you to create a shared care calendar so loved ones can sign up for specific needs, like grocery runs, dog walking, or transportation. The easy-to-use tool prevents double booking, keeps everyone informed, and removes the pressure from the fighter to constantly ask for help. It's a practical way to show up thoughtfully during their fight. Next, organize meals. Cancer fighters often lack the energy to cook for themselves. Tap friends and loved ones to coordinate home-cooked meals or delivery drop-offs at mealtrain.com. That's MEALTRAIN.com. Invite friends, family, or coworkers to sign up on specific days, ensuring consistent nutritious meals without overwhelming the survivor with too much food at once. And last, gift a subscription. Give a gift that keeps on giving, like a monthly subscription to a healthy meal kit from HelloFresh, a meditation app like Calm, or a local cleaning service to provide lasting comfort and relief. Pool funds with friends or family to cover a few months and offer the fighter a practical gift of continued support day after day. Hang time. Master the fine art of hammock relaxation. You know those idyllic images of someone sprawled in a hammock between two palm trees, swaying gently without a care in the world? That could be you. Chilling is an active skill, one you can practice. And a hammock is the perfect training ground. Lindsay Benoit O'Connell, Woman's Day's resident meditation and breathwork teacher, and the founder of The Lab Wellness, shows you how. Step one, settle in. Treat the hammock like a supportive hug from the universe. Nestle into its center. Feel the fabric holding your weight. Let your arms and legs dangle if it feels good. The goal? Full, delicious surrender. When your body feels physically supported, your nervous system takes that as a cue to downshift out of fight-or-flight mode and into rest-and-digest mode, the parasympathetic state in which true relaxation happens. And they offer a little tip for a tiny action. Wriggle, shimmy, and adjust until you find your awe. Step two, breathe like you mean it. Now that your body is loose, get your mind on board. Start by noticing your breath. No fancy techniques are required, just a gentle awareness of air moving in and air moving out. Picture your breath like waves at the beach, steady, soothing, repeating endlessly without any effort needed from you. And your tiny action, try this lazy river breathwork. Inhale for a slow count of four, then exhale for a slow count of six. Repeat for a few minutes, letting your breath be like the ride. Step three, give your mind a pass to daydream. Sometimes when we try to relax, we overthink how to do it right. Instead, allow gentle, positive mind wandering to a happy memory, a dream for the future, or a moment of joy to arise. Done with lightness and intention, positive mind wandering has been linked to creativity, emotional restoration, and inner connection. Try to steer clear of looping or stressed thoughts. Been there. The goal is gentle curiosity. When you notice a negative thought, recognize it and breathe it out, saying to yourself, "It is safe to let this go." As you exhale, visualize it leaving your body. Don't worry about perfection. It's about showing up for and being kind to yourself. Your tiny action? Let your thoughts float like little clouds across the sky. Don't chase or judge them. Just observe. Step four, anchored to a sensory detail. Get anchored to a sensory detail. If you are spiraling back into stress, gently anchor yourself to something around you, such as, and these are bullet items, the feeling of the breeze brushing your skin, the sound of birds or rustling leaves, the warmth of sunlight on your face. Focusing on a single sensory detail grounds you in the present moment, which, spoiler alert, is where all the good stuff, like peace and calmness, lives. Your tiny action, pick one sensory detail and silently describe it to yourself in 3 sentences, as if you're narrating a slow, soothing documentary. And last, step 5, trust that doing nothing is doing something. Though it might seem counterintuitive, rest is wildly productive for your brain and your body. Your tiny action, when that little voice pipes up saying you should be doing something, smile and remind yourself that relaxing is doing something important. Saturday, September 20th, is Locate an Old Friend Day. Reconnect. If you've been thinking about catching up with an old pal, this holiday is the perfect opportunity. No matter how long it's been, research suggests the person you've been out of touch with will be glad you connected. Investigators reporting in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology asked participants to recall a time they reached out to someone in their social circle or had someone contact them just because after a long period of time. The results? The person doing the reaching out underestimated what their gesture meant to their old friends, and the more unexpected the communication was, the more the recipient appreciated it. Keep your bones strong and healthy. Bone mass naturally begins to decrease with age, especially after menopause, when levels of protective estrogen drop. This can lead to osteoporosis, a weakening of the bones that's a major cause of fractures in postmenopausal women. Want to keep your skeleton in tip-top shape? These simple, study-proving tips can help. First, pick prunes. Prunes have long been the go-to for staying regular, and recent research suggests they pack a bonus benefit, improving bone health. A study in Osteoporosis International found that eating 4 to 6 prunes a day helped postmenopausal women maintain bone density and strength. Researchers say polyphenols in prunes help block inflammation that can lead to bone loss. Take a walk. Beautiful summer days beckon us outdoors, and regular walks reduce the risk of osteoporosis. Experts at Harvard say weight-bearing exercise, such as walking, slows bone loss and helps build bone mass. These activities stimulate extra deposits of calcium, triggering cells to form more bone tissue. Aim for 30 minutes of weight-bearing activity per day. Savor drumsticks. Research in the Journal of Osteoporosis found that the vitamin K in chicken, both white and dark meat, strengthens bones, reducing the risk of breaks. Other great sources of vitamin K include leafy greens like collards, spinach, and turnip greens, as well as broccoli. And watch a rom-com. High levels of stress hormone cortisol can lead to a breakdown of bone tissue. Keep those levels low and your bones strong by giggling at your favorite funny movie or sitcom. Researchers at Loma Linda University found even anticipating a laugh reduces bone-damaging cortisol by 39%. And counteract bone loss with an estrogen-mimicking soy isoflavin supplement. Chinese scientists found that taking 75 milligrams daily boosts bone density by 54% in postmenopausal women. Get your toes tapping. Country hitmakers Old Dominion are set to share their signature sound once again with the release of their 6th studio album. While the title doesn't refer to a specific person, the album named Barbara, represents the heart and soul of the band itself, a reflection of the personalities that define their music with tracks that include the hits Making Good Time, Me Most Nights, and Man or the Song. Stream the full album on Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon Music. That's Old Dominion Barbara. And here's a scam to avoid. The new employee gotcha. Got a call or a text from your boss asking for money? Don't reply or click on a link there. Scammers are impersonating managers, urgently asking employees to wire funds or share sensitive info like banking details. Stay secure by hanging up and contacting your supervisor directly using a number you trust. And a tip for hard-to-peel boiled eggs, hard-boiled and also hard-to-peel. Solution, give each egg a gentle crack, then place them in a plastic food storage container with some water. Cover and give the container a vigorous shake. The egg's inner membranes will release as the shells shatter against each other, so once you take them out, the shells will slide right off. This I've been doing for a while, and it does indeed work. Saved by an angel. This is a reader sent in, I guess, a true story. My husband Richard and I had a new baby boy and a toddler, and we were constantly on the go. One rare afternoon, I had the chance to get out and join a friend for tea, and I was so excited to finally do so. The weather that day was fabulous, and I had the air conditioning blasting in the car on the way to our meeting spot. I was just exiting our suburban neighborhood and stopped at a red light. The radio was cranked up, playing my favorite Tina Turner tunes. Life was good. The light turned green, and I was ready to proceed onto the boulevard. I've always had fast reflexes and typically bolted forward the second the light changed, but this time, just as I was about to accelerate, a voice, clear as can be, said, "Do not go." I looked around inside my car, which I knew was empty, and thought, where did that voice come from? As I prepared to move again, the voice came back, even firmer, "Do not go." This time I actually responded out loud, "Okay, I won't go." Just then an 18-wheeler truck came barreling down the boulevard at a high rate of speed and blew through the intersection. I sat there in shock. Had I not listened to that voice, I would have been killed without a doubt. I've never forgotten that day. I'm incredibly grateful to the angel that saved my life. I'm a very logical person, and that moment defied all logic. But the voice's strength and clarity kept me sitting at a green light. Life went on, and we later added another baby boy to our family. I often reflect on how blessed I am that my sons had their mom to raise them alongside their dad, all because I listened to that angel's voice. I am forever grateful. And from Woman's World, a book recommendation, Mrs. Endicott's Splendid Adventure from Reese Bowen, Bowen. Reese is beloved by fans for her alluring historical fiction books, which have sold more than 10 million copies. This latest saga is set in pre-World War II England. After 30 loyal years of marriage, Ellie Endicott is shocked by her husband's betrayal and appeal for divorce. So she takes the Bentley, her housekeeper Mavis, and her elderly friend Dora to the south of France. Here Ellie discovers the power and joy of new beginnings at any age. From Real Simple, some fresh ideas for frozen vegetables. These are simple. Frozen veggies have so much going for them. For starters, a regular old bag, just veggies, no sauce, is as nutritious as the fresh stuff and often more affordable. Not least because the veggies won't spoil in the fridge while they wait for you to figure out what to do with them. They also ensure you always have something on hand to round out a last-minute dinner. Plus, they can make their way from freezer to table in a matter of minutes. For many people, the roadblock is taste and texture. They assume the veggies will turn into mush once defrosted. Not so. We called on chefs and other experts for techniques to help these icy guys shine. First, roast them. The secret to getting that golden brown caramelization we all want? Preheat your empty baking sheet while the oven warms, says Aaron Clark, author of the cookbook Well Plated Every Day. C-L-A-R-K-E is how she spells her name. When you place frozen broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, or chopped mixes on a screaming hot pan, carefully, they sizzle immediately, she says. Roast them in a as is at 450 degrees. That's very hot. For about 15 minutes. Then toss with olive oil and any seasonings you like. Continue roasting until they're browned. Pull out the air fryer. Starchy frozen veggies perform really well in the high heat and confined space of an air fryer. Green beans, potatoes of all kinds, and Brussels sprouts turn crunchy in 10 to 15 minutes at 400 degrees. For maximum crispiness, coat everything in oil before air frying. Avoid overcrowding the basket and give the veggies a shake halfway through. And blitz them in the blender. The iciness of frozen veggies is an advantage in a blended beverage. I like incorporating them into smoothies to boost the vitamins and minerals, says Gregory Gordet, a James Beard Award-winning chef and the author of Everyone's Table, Global Recipes for Modern Health. So I'll spell his last name, Gordet, G-O-U-R-D-E-T. While spinach and kale are classic smoothie enhancers, try frozen cauliflower to add volume. We promise you won't taste it. If you're buying frozen spinach for smoothies, get the bagged, not boxed kind, which is looser. You can also heat broccoli, carrots, onions, or a combo in the microwave and blend up a no-cook soup or colorful sauce. Just pour in a splash of broth, cream, or coconut milk for a silky texture. Work some micro magic. When you only have time to pop frozen veggies into the microwave, try one of these chefy add-ons to zhuzh them up fast. A drizzle of maple syrup highlights root veggies' sweetness. A dash of balsamic vinegar imparts a sophisticated tang. A snowy shower of grated Parmesan or a dunk in ranch dressing means major umami. A sprinkle of coarsely ground steak seasoning gives texture and a touch of heat. A squeeze of citrus juice or zest brightens things up. A handful of fried shallots or toasted breadcrumbs adds a nice crunch. Softened butter mixed with fresh herbs and harissa makes for a melty sauce with a kick. Even a bit of extra virgin olive oil and some flaky sea salt maximizes deliciousness. And tuck them into comfort foods. When you're layering a lasagna, assembling a pot pie, or making a casserole, add a bag of chopped greens, such as kale, spinach, or collards, to the filling. Just make sure you drain them really well first. Thaw the greens, place them in a fine mesh strainer, and press down with a fork, thoroughly and repeatedly. Go the stir-fry route. Worried the veggies will be soggy? There's an easy way to avoid that, says Ashley Christensen. She's a North Carolina chef, author of It's Always Freezer Season. I'll spell her last name. C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N. She says, thaw your vegetables first, then toss them with a pinch of salt and let them drain in a strainer for 15 minutes. Salt draws moisture from the vegetables for a more concentrated flavor and a crisp texture. Pat them dry, and they're ready for a quick sauté in a hot pan with a little oil. Or you can skip the draining process and cook the thawed veggies on medium heat until all the moisture evaporates. Gordet says, then add the salt and your other ingredients. Either way, getting rid of the excess liquid first is key to keeping frozen vegetables as crisp as possible, he notes. And make a big pot of soup. Sometimes it's better to embrace the soft side of frozen veggies. Christensen adds them directly to simmering soups and stews, no thawing required. Stir a bag of whatever frozen veggie combo you have into chicken soup, or stir green beans or kale into vegetable soup, she suggests. And September is National Milkshake Month. Hello. Indulge in creamy goodness today with a homemade fruity milkshake. And here's their quick recipe to make a berries and cream shake, or two. Actually, this serves two. In a blender, process 1 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of ice cubes, 1/2 cup of strawberry halves, and 1/4 cup raspberries until smooth. Add 2 cups strawberry ice cream, 1 cup at a time, processing until smooth and thick. Pour 2 tablespoons strawberry preserves around the interior of a tall glass. Repeat for the other glass. Divide the shake between the 2 glasses, layering with spoonfuls of whipped cream. Garnish with more cream, strawberry syrup, and a cherry. Looks very pretty. It makes me hungry. September 18th is Rice Krispie Treat Day. Hello there. We celebrate the gooey no-bake favorite that has earned a spot in kitchens and lunchboxes across the country with this recipe, Brown Butter Crispy Rice Treats. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and this makes 9 squares. We need nonstick cooking spray, 6 tablespoons unsalted butter, a 12-ounce bag of marshmallows, 6 cups of crispy rice cereal, they used Rice Krispies, flaky sea salt for topping. Line an 8x8-inch baking pan with parchment paper, leaving the overhang on the on two sides. Coat with nonstick cooking spray. Melt butter in a large pot on medium. Continue to cook, watching carefully, until beginning to brown and smell nutty, 8 to 10 minutes. The butter will bubble and sizzle. Remove from heat. Add marshmallows and stir until melted and smooth, 3 to 4 minutes. Add cereal and stir until thoroughly coated, 2 minutes. Transfer to prepared pan and press down until level. Sprinkle with flaky sea salt. Cut into 9 squares. Friday, September 19th, International Grenache Day. Raise a glass. Kick off the weekend with a glass of sangria. To make your cocktail extra special, opt for Grenache, a wine known for its vibrant red fruit flavors and hint of spices, making it the perfect choice to pair with the secret ingredient in this sangria, cherry cola. To make cherry sangria, and this serves 6, in a pitcher, stir together 4 cups of Grenache, 1/2 cup of apple juice, and 1/4 cup of brandy. Add 1/3 cup of pitted frozen cherries, 1 orange sliced, and 1 lime sliced. Chill for 4 hours. Just before serving, add ice and 2 12-ounce cans of cherry cola. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, 919-832-5138.